My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin hoped that this time around with his scammer Agnes, they would have built some type of honesty. Not so much. So listen and enjoy.
All right. I go, I love you more. She goes, with all my heart, I am forever yours. Sometimes life hits you with an unexpected things that take you totally by surprise. All I can say is that you're the best surprise life has given me, and your capacity for love, caring, and understanding never ceases to amaze me.
This is not the same verbal ability as...
Well, no. This was actually found on romancescam.com. These words have actually been used in another fucking scam.
Oh, God. How perfect.
Shocking.
This is great.
So I
feel bad for you.
there was a couple of these websites where you can fucking find. So here's my word of advice. If you're talking to somebody, because I try to impart a little bit of knowledge with our nonsense.
Yes.
If you're talking to somebody in broken English all the time that types like their fingers were fucking gnarled by a pit bull.
And then and then suddenly...
or a Jack Russell. Depending.
And then all of a sudden they're a fucking poet laureate.
Yeah.
All of a sudden they're Maya Angelou.
There might be a problem.
Shakespeare fucking walked across the keyboard all of a sudden. You might want to Google some shit.
Yeah.
Because now before, remember, in the very, very beginning, she did some like religious... pro shit in the very beginning of the relationship, which we found was some other nonsense. But I thought with the second chance that me and Agnes were going to build together from honesty, I thought it would be different this time.
Maybe.
It's not different. I go, well, sweetheart, be prepared to be amazed because I'm going to work on being a better me for you. She goes, thank you, honey. When you were a kid, what did you want to do as a profession?
I wanted to be a comedian.
I don't know. I don't know. At one point, a psychologist, then a lawyer, then a comedian. But as
you were four and you thought about being a psychologist.
Well, no, I said, but as a little kid, I would have liked to have played baseball.
Okay, there you go.
What about you? What did you want to be? A lying piece of shit? I want to be a nurse, but I couldn't. Why? My parents passed away and life was not easy. Here we go. Have gone through, she said HV, I think she meant HIV. Anyway, have gone through bad times and I only have to be strong to survive, you know? I know. I think you can still be a nurse if that is your dream. It might be hard, but it is worth it on so many levels. People tell me I'm strong, but they don't know how I'm hurt inside. All right, somebody let the cat in. I go, it is the hurt inside and how you fight through it that shows your strength. I believe in you. Always have, always will. I could not love a weak woman.
I always have, I always will. I'm sorry.
She goes, thank you for loving me so much. I go, it is nothing to thank. It is just how I feel. Love you. Love you too, I say. Wish I could hold you right now like a fucking chokehold.
Half Nelson.
She goes, I've truly been blessed by finding you, and I'll never let you go. Yesterday is gone, no one knows tomorrow, but today is a gift. Sweetheart, I promise you now and always to be loyal, loving, playful like a kitten, curious, very romantic, and full of love. Found on MarishRomance.com.
Okay. It's like suddenly shit's moving nice and smooth.
It's just the looks that Joe and I are exchanging, like, what song is that?
But here's the deal. We've been at this for a while. Why did this suddenly dawn on us where there's like, me, I like me, and the life of roses, woof, and woof. Love will find its way. Me, I, you, no, I, you know.
Because she had time, because now I fucking pushed her to the place where she had to do fucking research. She had to go to the scammer archives.
I know, who knew
you,
that?
You know, like the files that I had in college for my fraternity brothers of tests that they fucking took, so yeah, hopefully the tests will be the same and you can copy off of. Oh. That's where she went. She went to that fucking filing cabinet of bullshit.
Wait a minute, what do they call those little books that
Cliff Notes.
Cliff Notes.
No, this is not Cliff Notes. This is guaranteed bullshit that they think is working.
No, but
before.
She went to the scammer Cliff Notes for references.
Yes, and she was, and she just couldn't fucking contain herself.
Ugh.
She's like an open micer who is like 15 minutes of new material and has to fucking try it all at the fucking all in a fucking row, and it's going horribly wrong. this is the fucking shit. I know.
Well, you got to find out if something's going to hit.
If she just fucking, she said, the asshole's buying this shit. Well, here's more, and here's more.
I'm going off the rails, but I'm shoveling more coal. Let's keep going.
And once again, one, I'm about to let them go. Just fucking end it. I'm done wasting your time. You bore me. They fucking up the ante, and stupid's
and
back.
And you get booked Atlantis. Oh, wait. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hopefully you'll be allowed to go. Check with people. Don't assume you can go.
That's true.
Yes. She goes, how's your comedy life? You're fucking great.
Wow. Yeah.
I go, I'm really
better,
trying.
Better every line, honey. Keep going.
I go, I'm really trying to get busy with it. I'm always writing and trying to get involved with new projects. I want to leave my other job, but I guess I can't just yet. She goes, I understand completely. Will you keep both jobs for now? We are able to get everything we need. Then we can stop. My other job being the porn writer.
Yes, of course.
I go, maybe. I am torn. I know the porn business is not good for me. For us. But it is a shortcut for getting you here with me. It is confusing. Just something I need to figure out, I guess. Let's do something, she says. Right now, let's think as if we are writing the scripts for us to meet.
Okay.
I go, okay. Now, I thought she was, like, writing our own little fucking porno.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Here comes those white curtains again.
She goes, let's not think about anything else. Let's concentrate on us. I go, okay, sounds like a great idea. I hope my love doesn't go... She goes, I hope my love doesn't go back to drinking. Because as you recall, I'm a recovering alcoholic, and the priest who she prompted me to...
She's keeping good notes this week.
This one, yeah.
The priest, you know, said that a real good girlfriend would have stopped me from drinking, or
right,
at least tried to.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, so now she knows, all right, that's the tactic now. Or I'm supposed to stop him. I'm supposed to say, yeah, why don't you go have some wine and calm down?
Well, you know, I'm very easy to deal with as this incarnate of me, so I'm sure I'll just agree right away.
Yeah.
I go...
This is a fantasy world.
Oh, don't get pissed off, stupid. Read your story.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.